Test.
This is for the scribes. Can you hear me?
Ask them to type into Skype if they can hear me.
Yep. Test. This is just a test. Please type into Skype to confirm. Excellent. Thank you so much. All the kinks are ironed out.
So thank you everyone for taking your seats. We'll be starting. So this is GEC session 36 on ICANN 62 planning, scheduled for 30 minutes from 11:30 to 12 on Thursday, March 15th. So this is basically our session to just kickstart discussions to plan to our upcoming meeting, and I'll hand over to Julia to take us through the timeline between now and Panama. So, Julia, over to you.
Thank you, Manal. So as you can see on this slide, I'm going to walk you through a few dates leading to the ICANN 62 policy forum. The first date is wrong, I'm sorry about that, but the GEC travel support applications for ICANN 62 close on the 27th of March. You have received an email from me to request for travel support to complete the form, and the deadline is, I think, next Wednesday on the 20th of March, in order to give some time to the GEC leadership to select supported travelers. Then you can see that first week of April, the ICANN 61 minutes will be circulated to you. Following this, in May, the bulk of the work of the agenda and the agenda setting calls and in between the briefing documents preparation will take place. So more or less, yeah, a month. And following this, on the 5th and 15th of June, documents will be sent to the GEC leadership and GEC chair and sent to you on the 15th of June. So more or less 2 weeks before the start of the meeting. I wanted to show you another document, and that is what the block schedule for ICANN 62 looks like. Let me see if... Isn't there a way... Can you see it? Yeah. So this is a 4-day meeting. And as you can see, morning from starting at either 8:30 or 9 o'clock until beginning of the afternoon at 3:15, this is all for the internal policy work. Following that, in the afternoon, every day, you have cross-community discussions, followed by community networking. So really by showing you this is what would you like to basically talk about doing those 4 days. We've been working with the leadership on creating agendas, creating the schedule, and we have those agenda setting calls, but this is more of a seeking your input on topics that you would really want to talk about at ICANN 62. So, yep, comments or questions. Your feedback would be really helpful.
Yeah, go ahead, Franz. I'll put myself after you, so go ahead.
Thank you, Manal. Well, thank you so much, Julia, for this presentation. Very, very important issues indeed. First, I would like to strongly support the idea of finishing at 6:30, not having late session in the day, I think, well, except for GEC community stuff, but I think it's very important that we have time for community networking. So thank you for that. Second point, I would just like to tell the GAC members, it's really, really important that you get engaged early and work with us on the structure of the schedule, and really put forward your priorities, your policy priorities. And for instance, for the sessions, you know, we've had sessions that basically occur in each ICANN meeting. We discuss about issues, but we can also decide on outcomes. So really feel free, and we encourage you to propose topics, to propose way forwards and outcomes, and we're really in your hands. So we really need your input to help us to build a structure that fits your needs and your priorities. So really early input, and feel free to contact us if you have any question or input. So thanks.
Thank you, Franz. And okay, Switzerland first, and then I'll share my comments as well. Switzerland.
Thank you, Manal. Jorge Cancio, Switzerland, for the record. And I have to apologize because I got distracted one moment, but when we saw the timeline for the preparations, it struck my eye that the difference between when the briefings are sent to the GAC and the start of the Panama City meeting is quite tight. And at least for our internal purposes in the Swiss administration, you might be interested in knowing that we use the briefings very much and that they are very important to us in those preparations. So it would be very hard to have a meeting between the 15th June and perhaps 23rd June, which is when you have to take your flight to be in Panama on the 25th, probably with even having to be there earlier because there will be a CCWG meeting on the 24th. So I would beg the Secretariat to revise those deadlines, if possible, to have the briefings a bit earlier. Thank you.
Thank you, Switzerland. Yeah, a very sensible point. So, other comments? Yeah, Trinidad and Tobago, please.
Thank you, Manal. Carol Douglas from Trinidad and Tobago. Just a very quick point to follow on what Franz was saying. I think there may be some scientific learning that says after a certain hour, people tend to be tuned out. And they may be physically present, but mentally they are elsewhere. And so there may be some good reason why we may not wish to go beyond a certain hour of the day. I wouldn't say which hour, but maybe as you do have 6:30 as a session there beginning, I'm sure at that time, if you had started at 8:30, members may be struggling. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you for the suggestion. Yeah, very good point. And yeah, please, we also need those comments when we start compiling the agenda and sharing it. We have two agenda setting calls, and again, this is another chance to really work on a solid agenda. So I have Tom first. Yeah, please.
Thank you, Manal. Just in response to this point about late meetings, just to remind the GAC that this is a four-day meeting. It's in a slightly different format because it's the so-called B meeting. I always call them the A, B and C meetings. And the format would normally have all of the afternoon taken up with cross-community sessions. So if we follow the format that the GAC followed in Johannesburg and Helsinki for their June meetings, there will not be time to have any meetings in the afternoon, except for the early afternoon before the cross-community sessions. At the moment, can I suggest that's probably a good thing? So hopefully it all comes together to meet everyone's concerns about finishing finishing the GACS work for the day in mid-afternoon, and then moving into other parts of the ICANN meeting. So it should all work, but certainly your point, the points of members concerning late hours is well noted. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. And yeah, I was going also to alert everyone that this is not a full week meeting, but a 4-day meeting. So we really need to best utilize those 4 days. And I hope you will engage in the early setting of the agenda by sharing the topics you would like to have on the agenda. And it would be perfect if we can also share, excuse me, the objective of the session, whether it's an update, whether it's a discussion that we need to take, or whether we need to adopt something at the end of the session, so that GAC members are well prepared to serve the purpose of the session. Another point I would like to make about the working groups. I really hope that the working groups would try to work intersessionally, and then let us know whether they need a face-to-face meeting or they would just like to share with us some reporting. Another point I was going to make, but now I got to know that, yeah, this 4-day meeting, the first day we start early in the morning at 9 o'clock. But again, if possible, if people can meet half an hour earlier, so that people can get to know each other before the meeting starts. I was going to suggest this, I mean, bearing in mind that we start at 2 p.m. so that we can start half an hour earlier, but now, I mean, it's 9 p.m., so I know I'm asking everyone to get really early. So, it's optional, nothing formal. It's just an informal getting to know each other before the start of the meetings. I know the seating plan doesn't help this very much. We used to sit in a U shape where there was, I mean, eye contact and people get to know each other better. But now with the numbers that we have on the GAC now, we're forced to have this seating plan, of course. But I mean, I encourage the first day that if possible we can gather a little bit earlier. So I think you'll be hearing from Julia regarding the topics of interest for the following meeting. And I mean, what I observed the for preparations for this meeting, that people were very reluctant to not choose any of the topics, so they just clicked on all topics. And sometimes, I mean, we got to finish sessions early because, I mean, we didn't have really something to say about this topic. So it's good to propose the topics and propose the intention also of the sessions, so that we can be very well prepared. So Trinidad and Tobago, please.
Thank you, Manal. Carol Douglas from Trinidad and Tobago. I just wanted to say how happy I am that you suggested this introduction for that icebreaker, what I'm calling an icebreaker, that would allow people to interact prior to the formal meeting, because it assists greatly persons who may be newcomers like myself, who wish to contribute but may be somewhat intimidated and therefore they don't contribute. So having that icebreaker prior to the meeting, so that people can become familiar with each other, so you know the person who is sitting next to you, not just a face or an unknown entity as the case may be, but you actually have befriended the person, that person has welcomed you, and that allows a lot for the person who's new to be able to be comfortable unsecure, and in the sense that he's able to then contribute. So I 100% agree, and I hope I do look forward to seeing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Trinidad and Tobago. Yeah, please, Uruguay.
Hola, Alejandra Ramos.
My name is Alejandra Ramuspe from Uruguay. I would like to ask, I don't know if this is the right time, because this is the last plenary session. I will wait for anyone to wear their headsets. I don't know if this is the right time, and I apologize if this is not the right time, but there's something regarding the election of the new vice chair. I don't know about the process. I don't know what will be included in the communique we drafted yesterday. I don't know if this is the right time to speak about that or to clarify what about the future election of the vice chair. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Orgoy. No, I mean, we have... First of all, apologies for the late circulation of the communique. We're going to, the GAC leadership will sign off the communique in the coming 5 to 10 minutes after we finish the session here, so it will be circulated soon. We have already indicated that we will have GAC elections for the vice chair. I think we agreed that we will have 3 weeks nomination period immediately after we finish this meeting. So you will be receiving an email seeking nominations, and the nomination period will be for 3 weeks. And then we will have the whole thing online so that we can have the vice chair on board as soon as possible. Does this address your question? Okay, perfect. Thank you. So, other comments or suggestions? Canada, please.
Thank you, Chair, and good morning to all. In regards to the planning and priority setting for the next meeting in Panama, I think it'll be important for us to be mindful that it's a short meeting. It's a 4-day meeting, so I would urge that we try to discuss priority issues like the GDPR early on in the week. I think that'll be quite important, which would allow then to continue discussions with other parts of the community. And in addition, I think also we need to be mindful of having discussions within the GAC that then allow us to feed in to other PDPs, for example, the work track 5. So we're a bit more prepared to better and more meaningfully participate in those PDPs. Just wanted to make those 2 points and happy to work with all GAC members to ensure we are able to work this out. Thank you.
Thank you, Canada. I think this is also a sensible suggestion and also help us start working on the communique language as early as possible on because, again, it's very tight meeting, so it's good to start also working on the communique language as early as possible. One more thing to bring it to your attention. The GAC leadership has a meeting over lunch to plan for the next ICANN meeting as well, but this is across the community, I mean with other SOs and ACs. This takes place every meeting, and I would like to let you know that the starting point is the cross-community sessions. So we fixed the cross-community sessions, and then each SO and AC finalizes their agenda. So again, you will be hearing soon from Julia regarding the cross-community sessions and the options we have, the voting for the different sessions, what could be conflicting or non-conflicted. So again, we seek your active participation on this because, again, we basically the whole community will be pending our input on this as well, and we would like to have it taken into consideration. So GAC priorities, cross-community sessions, and any other comments or questions? So if not, then thank you all very, very much for your active contribution and your active participation. And this concludes the GAC meetings here in San Juan. So enjoy the rest of the day. There is still the public forum and the board meeting, and safe travels to everyone, and please stay engaged intercessionally. Thank you. And thank you very much for the interpreters and for the technical support and for... I can support staff, our independent secretariat, and leadership colleagues as well. So thanks to everyone.